Hello and welcome to the Sam Smith Audio Show. Okay, first of all, I'm just recording this episode just out of random boredness. I'm just bored. This is just kind of a random episode. Honestly, I really don't give a shit what anybody thinks about it. You know, I really don't care whether you like it or you dislike it. It's not my problem. But, you know, if you like listening to me ramble on about, you know, stupid shit, then it's right up your alley, because this is just became a thing that I do when I have nothing else to do. So, but I also enjoy it. I like speaking what's on my mind and having people listen, whether it's complete shit or not. You know, I enjoy talking to people. I enjoy having conversation with people, you know, and sometimes I feel like I'm just talking to myself whenever I record a podcast, but then I remember I have listeners from all over the world, and so I'm not talking to myself. I'm talking to you guys, and I love my listeners. I really have a big appreciation. And I just want to thank each and every one of you who listens to my podcast. I want to personally thank all of you. You've been a great help. And, you know, this podcast would not be here today without each and every listener. So my hat's off to you guys. And I've noticed that I've had some listeners from some weird places, countries I've never even heard of before. Alright, so shout out to you guys. Obviously, you can speak English. You can understand it, or probably have, you know, like translator deals or whatever. I don't know. But thanks for listening to my podcast, guys. That's all I wanted to say. Have you guys ever thought about, what is God? Because that's, I don't know, I was kind of thinking about that tonight. The thoughts came to my head lately. What is God? What is this God that we all, or that, you know, a lot of people believe in? You know, what is God? Such a complicated question. It's like politics. Religion and politics are just touchy ass subjects. But, which I thought about making a list of, like, making a meme of what people can and can't talk about. Oh man, I think that'd be great. But anyways, what is God? Honestly, I think that question boggles everybody. Why would you not think about it, you know? Why would you I don't know. To me, I have to question things. It's wired in my DNA. I have to question everything. I can't just believe something without having a reason to believe it. I cannot put my faith in something without knowing what it is or understanding it, you know, it's so hard. You know, I have to have a reason, and I have to have a reason for everything. I have to have an explanation for things. I have to have evidence of things. You know, I don't know. But it goes, I don't know, it goes against, like, you know, having to question things, like, alright, it goes against the way I was, like, raised or whatever. My family was, Christians, or, you know, like, Southern Baptists and stuff, which, oh man, those people are crazy as fuck. Okay, crazy people, crazy people, you know, like, my girlfriend's mom, like, her and her friends, like, the parents, supposedly, they had an exorcism in their house, and I was like, Jesus Christ, this person not have, like, they not think this person might have epilepsy or something like that, you know, that there could be some serious problems with this person. Maybe they're not possessed. Like, there could be a scientific explanation for what's happening with this person. And they're fucking trying to perform an exorcism. For all they know, they might need to be calling an ambulance. I mean, this shit's just fucking insane. I think people take this shit, this whole religion thing, so far. Like, too far. Too much. It's too much. And yes, I have to question it because I don't know. And honestly, if you want me to be honest with you, it's scary as hell. You know, it's scary and shit. And part of me wants to think, like, that maybe the church has, like, you know, brainwashed people into thinking stuff by pretty much fear-mongering, you know? Like, telling you that you're gonna go to hell if you do this, you're gonna go to hell if you do that, you know? That doesn't really seem right. And yes, I'm drinking a beer. Good sweet beer. But anyways, it's a Bud Light Lime, in case you're wondering. But anyways, yeah, I think they're fear mongering. I mean, it's just fear mongering. It's all that shit is. You're gonna go to hell if you fucking drink beer. You're gonna go to hell if you smoke cigarettes. You know, it's like all the typical shit that I grew up hearing. Like, you know, you're going to go to hell if you're going to do any fucking thing, really. So if you're going to be a human being and live, you know, and doing things that you enjoy, you're going to go to hell for it, no matter what, you know. You know what people used to say in Southern Baptist churches that I grew up in? And I know this episode's probably going to piss off a lot of people, but here's one bullshit thing they used to say in Southern Baptist churches. They used to say, or what I heard when I was growing up in Southern Baptist Church, was it is a sin to dance. God does not like you to dance. What in the fuck? So God doesn't like dancing. That doesn't make any sense at all. That makes no sense whatsoever. None. Jesus Christ. Honestly, I'm not a Christian because, alright, my older, we figured out that our ancestors are actually Jewish. And they assimilated. you know, and whenever the, at some point in time, they assimilated and, you know, started, you know, blaming Christianity or whatever they were. I think they were following the Pentecostal or something like that, something crazy, you know. And anyways, my brother, you know, he started looking into Jewish side of our family. So if he started delving more into Judaism and things like that, and I started looking into it and stuff, and this going back to, you know, the question of, you know, what or who is God, you know, I don't think it is a matter of who is God, but, you know, what is God, or I don't think God is, like, a creature, or, you know, anything like that, or, like, a human being, or anything. I think God is more of an energy that moves through us all. And as far as life after death and things like that, I could believe that we're reincarnated. Maybe, just maybe, we're reincarnated into, a different body. You know, every time we die, we're reincarnated into a different body, and we have to live this life until we reach a certain amount of, you know, deeds, or, you know, things that we have to accomplish before we die to move on to the next life, you know, or to go to heaven if there is one. You know, maybe we have to accomplish all the mitzvahs in the Torah. I believe there's 613 of them. Don't quote me on that, but that's what I think. There's 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. But anyways, maybe we're reincarnated again and again and again. Because it's simple. I don't think we as people can achieve all the mitzvahs in the Torah in one lifetime. Maybe we have to go through several lifetimes and things like that. And as far as God goes, I don't think God is a... He is a being, an old man with a fuzzy white beard sitting on a cloud making everybody's problems go away. That's not what God is. God's the creator. Now, I do believe God could be an energy that moves through everything. God could be an energy that moves through everything. It's moving through me right now. It's moving through the trees. It's moving through the grass. God is, and it's constantly happening. God is constantly happening over and over and over. Just like life is always happening. Life doesn't just happen. Life is always happening. It's always happening. All the time. It never stops. It's constant until you die. But then more life is born. So life never stops. It's always happening. You know, there's constantly things happening, and whether it's for good or for bad, there has to be a little bit of bad with every little bit of good. You know, it just, life would not work without good and bad together working in harmony. So every bad action that happens, there has to be a good action. For every good action, there has to be a bad action. You know, it's common. It makes sense. It makes sense to me. And I'm not saying this is right. I'm not saying that my theories or beliefs are the one true belief or the only, theory on religion and life and things like that that's right. It's not true. I could be wrong. I could be just spouting off some dumb shit that I know nothing about. And yes, there's a part of me that wants to believe that it's all just bullshit. And it's all made up. And we just die. And that's it. There's a part of me that thinks, what if that's it? You know? And it's just mind-boggling to me because I don't know. That's what scares me. Is I don't know. I don't know what is going to happen after this life is over with. I don't know if this is it. I don't know if this is, like, and I think, if this is the only life that I get, if this is the only life that I get, then what the fuck am I really doing with my life? What am I really doing with my life? And the answer is not a damn thing. I used to live my life a lot differently or whatever than I do now. There was a time whenever I was the guy that I didn't have a care in the world. The only thing I cared about was writing poetry. Writing poetry. Living life to the fullest. And if I saw a homeless person sitting on the curb, oftentimes I would ask him, hey, can I buy you a burger? Would you come eat lunch with me? Not just, hey, here's a hamburger. You know, get a drum, here's a hamburger. I'm feeding somebody. No. I wanted to ask these homeless people, Will you come and sit down with me and eat lunch? I loved having conversations with these people whenever I would do this. And I was living in the city. Now I don't live in the city. I haven't always lived in the city. I grew up in the country. I grew up in the country, but I've lived in the city and I loved it. And whenever I did live in the city, I would go, I would oftentimes, ask homeless, because I didn't have a car when I lived in the city. I took the city bus everywhere. I took the city bus to work everywhere. And a lot of times I would have to sit at the bus station, for a while, because I would leave early. Because the bus times and routes and all that stuff. So I'd have to wait at the bus station for, over an hour or two at a time sometimes. And whenever that would happen, I would go and get lunch at downtown. And at downtown, there's a lot of homeless people. And so whenever I would see a homeless person at downtown, I would invite them, hey, would you come have lunch with me? And I'm not telling y'all this just to say, hey, look at me, I'm a good person. No, I'm a horrible fucking person, trust me. I'm not a good person. But I know how much I've changed. And I'm saying I hate it, and it's not who I am, And it's a horrible thing when you lose touch with yourself. And you lose touch with your soul. And it's a bad thing. And I'm saying this because I want, you know, if you're listening to my podcast and you haven't lost touch with yourself or you haven't lost touch with your soul, then don't lose that. Whatever inspires you, don't get so caught up in life that you forget about your creativeness, your artistic side. Don't forget about the poetry, the book of poetry that you wanted to publish. Don't forget about that stuff. If you want to go and do stand-up comedy at the Loony Bin, go to the Loony Bin and do some stand-up comedy. If you want to go and read poetry on, you know, on open mic night, then go and read your poetry. You know? You never know. Your poetry could change a life. What I'm getting at with this is, if there is a God, He wants you to do more good deeds to help mankind rather than just shit on everybody. That's not cool. And I fell into that. I'm not gonna lie. I fell into judging people. I had, look, that guy's a fucking asshole. He was a fucking dickhead. You know, he's probably a stupid son of a bitch. Fucking dumbass. You know, I've thought that shit about people before, but it's not right. Doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it's not okay. You know, everybody's done it. I'm probably the world's biggest fucking dumbass. But yet I'm sitting here thinking, well, that person's a fucking dumbass. I mean, who am I to judge somebody else? Who am I? No way. I ain't shit. But then again, I am pretty badass. But that's besides the point. You know what I mean? Not everybody can be like me. No, I'm fucking with you. But anyways, God is an energy that moves through everything, I think. And honestly, I have a buddy. I'm not going to get into details about who it is or whatever. But, you know, and this is a really good point. And just to put it simply, because I'm fixing to end this episode because I'm going to go to bed. He thinks that, you know, life in general could be a simulation. We could be living in a simulation. And God could be a creator of an artificial simulation. And we're just living in it. And we don't know. And it just keeps repeating itself. Because, you know, we create a different simulation. Artificial intelligence. And so we'll create artificial intelligence that thinks that it's real. What if we are the artificial intelligence and we just don't know any better? And we think we're real. But really, we're artificial intelligence. And then we're going to create our own artificial intelligence that thinks it's real, which it is real, and it is living, you know, so to speak. But we could create our own artificial intelligence that thinks for itself and things like that, just like we do, and has conscience and blah blah blah. And so the cycle keeps repeating. So we're God, and there's a God before us, and the cycle just goes on and on and on. What if that's what's happening? What if that is what is going on? And we're in the stages of repeating the same thing that's already happened with creating our own artificial intelligence, when we ourselves could very well be artificial intelligence. It's crazy. But I've I don't know. That's a hard pill to swallow right there. So I like to just stick with, you know, God is energy. We could just reincarnate. Both subjects are pretty deep. But anyways, I hope you guys have enjoyed listening to me ramble on about absolutely nothing. And thanks for tuning in. Next time, I'm going to be reading some old poetry that I've written in the past. That could be fun, because I'm going to read stuff that I think personally is shitty and fucking horrible poetry. And I'm also going to be reading stuff that I think is, you know, pretty decent poetry. Because I keep the good, the bad, and the ugly of everything I write. I mean, even if I think something's complete shit, I don't throw it away. I just can't, you know, I can't throw away art, you know, just can't do it. So, and some of this stuff I was pretty tripped out on psychedelics whenever I wrote it. So, it should be pretty interesting. I'll be sure to be drinking beer whenever I read it. That will make it even more interesting. Let's do this thing, guys. Anyways, that's it. Tune in for the next episode. Thank you all for listening. It's been amazing. Have a good night. Peace.